A listener contacted us about 20 minutes ago, suggesting to us that they work in the hospital and that the First Minister, the listener tells us, has been rushed into hospital under armed guard. This is what this listener told us about 20 minutes ago. Over the last 20 minutes, we've been trying to establish exactly what is happening. We've been contacting the DUP, and a statement has now come into the Nolan Show saying that the First Minister felt unwell this morning and has been admitted to the hospital for further tests. So the breaking news this morning is that Peter Robinson, the First Minister of Northern Ireland, has been brought into hospital. We are talking to some of you who have been getting in touch with us about this. We are told by someone in the hospital that a doctor and a nurse travelled with the First Minister in an ambulance. That we don't know, but this is what this information came into us at around about 9:30 this morning. Sorry, about 20 minutes ago. Just after 9 o'clock this morning. A senior source from within the DUP has suggested to the Nolan Show within the last few minutes that the First Minister, Peter Robinson, has been admitted to hospital with a condition associated with heart trouble. Liam Clark from the Belfast Telegraph joining us now. Morning to you, Liam.
Good morning, Stephen.
Obviously, we need to be careful here. What we know for certain is that Peter Robinson has been admitted to hospital. A senior source has just contacted me within the last few minutes to say that this is associated with a heart condition.
Well, you know what, I had no idea that Peter Robinson was ill. I mean, I was speaking to him about a week ago, but I mean, what a lot of people had remarked on was that he looked quite drawn and quite, you know, he was under quite a lot of strain. Though he was, you know, certainly he didn't show it talking to people, but that may, you know, we would have thought maybe that was because of the welfare reform crisis and so on. So he did see, he was somebody who seemed to be under some strain. I mean, if he's out of the game now for a few days, even this welfare reform thing obviously is going to be delayed, I think the DUP would find it quite hard finding their way through it without his guidance, because he has been a better strategic thinker than, you know, most in the party. Most people think tactically he's a more experienced of leadership, and he's showing himself to be a very good strategist. He's brought themselves to be the biggest. He's brought them to be the biggest party in Northern Ireland.
Source now from within the hospital suggesting to us that he has been admitted concerning a heart condition, Liam.
Well, you know, what can we say with a heart condition? We can just wish him well. I mean, a heart condition can be many things. It can be serious, can be not so serious. I suspected that when you said there'd been a nurse and a doctor in the ambulance, because I think that's normally the procedure with a cardiac ambulance. But I suppose we just have to wait to see if it was a serious matter or something that he'll be back on his feet in a little while from.
Just give us a sense, Liam, of Peter Robinson in terms of what his daily schedule would be like.
I'd find it hard to do that. Now, he didn't let us into Stormont Castle so much, but I mean, he would have had a very punishing schedule. There would have been lots of meetings with his team of SPADs. There would have been a lot of meetings with, there would have been meetings every so often with MLAs. There would have been constant friction and negotiation with Sinn Féin, where the relationship has deteriorated very badly, and it takes an awful long time to get anything through. A lot of their energy is taken up in one pointing the finger at the other. Peter Robinson is also very active in the constituency. I mean, he would have a very busy day, and he would have a lot on his shoulders, because he's got to balance internal pressures within the DUP. They're a fairly united party, but there is a recognisable sort of liberal wing and right evangelical wing. He has to keep those two in tandem to keep winning elections. It's a very, very stressful job.
How old is he?
Peter,
66, I believe.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say he's over 65 now, so that's near enough. Yeah, and that's, again, politicians keep going at that age. But, I mean, a lot of people had been thinking that, including myself, that he would probably retire before the Assembly elections. Now, that wasn't really in grounds of health or anything, but it was just, it seemed an opportune time politically if he'd got East Belfast back and, you know, we'd give him a chance to co-opt somebody else into the Assembly for a while and, you know, there'd be no doubt that there's things he could move on to.
Okay, Liam, thank you. Seamus Close joining us now as well. Obviously, our thoughts with Peter Robinson this morning, Seamus. Let's hope he's okay.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, First Minister of Northern Ireland, the individual is undoubtedly under a lot of pressure. There's been a lot of things going on. The earlier on your programme, you were talking about the referendum in the South and the result to it. We know that there's welfare reform and a lot of discussion, a lot of debate, a lot of pressure on over that, because the whole future of the budget and the finances with regard to Northern Ireland are dependent upon it. As Liam has already said, there's the frictions within between the DUP and Sinn Féin over that, but there's also pressures within the DUP. Recently we had the Jenny Palmer resignation and fingers being pointed in different directions there, so there is no doubt in my mind that he has been under an awful lot of pressure, and we all know that pressure can affect one's heart. Now, we don't know how serious this is. As you have already said, we wish him well. We wish him a speedy recovery.
I was with him probably 4 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's just when this kind of thing happens, you cast your mind back to how he looked and how he didn't look. I guess, Seamus, it's just shocking that when you think of someone like Peter Robinson, and we don't know how ill he is or isn't, but just to hear of someone who you often look at politicians as being, you know, that they never fall over, they never fall down, robots.
Yes, they're meant to be made of really stern stuff, never wobble in any way, just keep going, just keep going, just keep going, like the ever-ready battery, as it were, but reality is something totally different. They are. And this is a point I would compliment you on. You always make the point of saying they are human beings. They're doing their best from their perspective. And I think that's the line that we should all take. We're all critical of them. They don't do things that we like. Sometimes they do things that with which we greatly disapprove. But they're human beings. And that's the bottom line. And as one human being to another human being, we've got to wish them well. Nobody wants to see anybody taken ill. Nobody wants to see anybody having to give up their job, whatever that job is, because of ill health. We wish them well. We wish them a speedy recovery. And I echo that with regard to Peter Robinson.
Let me just bring to you, Seamus, what we learned at about 20 past nine, somewhere around that time this morning. We were contacted by someone who said that the First Minister has just been brought into the hospital. Doctor and nurse travelled with him in the ambulance. He had four close protection officers with him. And that's what we knew at that stage. The DUP then contacting us to say that the First Minister has been brought, admitted to hospital for some further tests, and saying that he was unwell. Then we were contacted by a senior DUP source telling us that this is a heart condition. So that's what we know at this stage. And I guess we should leave it there, Seamus, except to say just once again to reiterate that our thoughts are with Peter and his family, and let's hope that he makes a speedy recovery.
I would certainly echo that and go along with those sentiments and wish him very well for the future.
Okay. Seamus, thank you very much indeed. Obviously, we will bring you more on that story if we get any more information from the DUP.